Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. This is Minister Yvette Smith from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, bringing you greetings from our Apostle Dr. Mary Ogburn and Sunshine of Faith. Amen. We give honor to God, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank God for our apostle again. We thank God for our pastor, co-pastor Mary Williams. Amen to our pastor Johnson, all the members of Sunshine of Faith, my husband, Elder James Smith. We just thank God for another day that he's allowed us to see. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. Rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice because we're still alive. We have another chance to get it right with the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have another chance to see our family members. We have another chance to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have another chance to do whatever it is that we may have did not do so far. Amen. As long as it's in the will and the boundaries set forth from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We just thank God again for you all being here on Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for the moderator of Blog Talk Radio allowing us to be here to bring forth the word of God. And we just thank God for you all listening in every single day. Amen. We're here 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, at the same time, 5:30 p.m. You may hear myself, my apostle, one of the other members in Sunshine of Faith bringing forth the word of God. And we're glad that you chose to listen to us. And we pray that you're getting something out of what we're bringing to you. And before I go any further, I'm going to pray, and then we're going to give some announcements. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day that you have allowed us to see, Lord God. We thank you for our health. We thank you for the activities of our limbs. We thank you, Lord God, for seeing our family members, Lord God. We thank you for seeing our friends. We thank you for allowing us to have food, clothing, and shelter, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that this word goes forth that I, Minister Yvette Smith, will decrease and that you will increase so that whatever goes out of my mouth is from you and no one but you, and that the word will cut like a two-edged sword, asking you, Lord God, to cut out those things that are not like you and put in those things that are of you, Lord God, as the word goes forth. Encourage someone, Lord God. Strengthen us, Lord God. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we thank you for giving us the roadmap to life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I just thank God again for being here. Just a few announcements. We want to invite you to our services that we have. We have most of our services on prayer line Monday through Friday. On Monday, we have the miracle prayer line with myself, Minister Yvette Smith, and my husband, Elder James Smith. We have Tuesdays, we have the Bible, our Victory in Jesus prayer line, at 7 p.m. And Thursday, we have our Bible study. And we have, on Friday, we have the Change Prayer Line. All of those services are at 7 p.m. That's Monday, the Miracle Prayer Line. Tuesday, the Victory in Jesus Prayer Line. Thursday, the Sunshine of Faith Bible Study. And on Friday, the Change Prayer Line at 7 p.m. And you may call in on 267-807-9611. The PIN number is 264-694. Amen. Again, the number is 267-807-9611. The PIN number is 264-694. Amen. And we just want to invite you out on Sunday mornings. Invite you to tune in on Sunday mornings on Facebook Live, where our apostle will be bringing forth the word of God to you from her page, Mary Osborne, amen, at 11 a.m., amen. And then we want to invite you to our worship service in person, worship service at 1:30 p.m., and we hold that service at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland at the Forest Park Senior Center. That's 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland at the Forest Park Senior Center at 1:30 p.m., our worship service. Amen. We want to invite you out on March 19th, where we will have our guest speaker, our young bishop, Isaiah Watson from El Bethel Ministries in Baltimore, Maryland, coming forth to bring forth the word of God, powerful young man in God. Amen. Can preach and teach. Amen. So we want to invite you out to that service at 1:30 on March 19th at 1:30 p.m., where our guest speaker again will be Bishop Isaiah Watson from El Bethel Ministries. Amen. We just thank God for everything that is going on in Sunshine of Faith. We have more announcements coming. We're making some adjustments to some big things that's going on in Sunshine, and we're going to be inviting you out to that, so be tuning in. Amen. And we hope to see you at one of our in-person services, either this Sunday or next Sunday. Amen. And the word of the Lord came to me today, amen. We just thank God, and when the word comes to me, it's for me first and foremost, amen. But this word right here is for every single person across the world, amen, across the nation. Because we deal with a lot of things in life. This life was not meant for us to live like this, but unfortunately, Adam and Eve fell and put us in this place, but we still have a way to get back to what I call Eden, the lifestyle of Eden, where Adam and Eve had a life where they didn't have to worry about anything, food, clothing, and shelter. All of that was right there for them. God provided everything. Amen. And God will still provide for us. Amen. All we have to do is ask him. All we have to do is live for him. We live for him, and he provides all of our needs anyway, but our desires he will give to us as well. If we just talk to him, he doesn't want to force himself on us. He wants us to talk to him. He wants us to depend on him. Amen. And our script reading came to me, James 1 and 5. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. That means giving thanks that it's going to happen. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. He tells us to bring all of our anxieties, our worries, things that we need help with, our bills, whatever it may be, our requests, period, to God. And the Lord will give us peace, knowing that we're knowing that he's going to take care of all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. But we have to come through Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ was the sacrifice for us to get back into a relationship with God, get back into the presence of God. And we have to do it through Jesus Christ. Amen. When we worry or when we're anxious or feeling nervous about a situation, it affects our bodies. It affects our hearts, where we can have a heart attack, or it can cause us to feel severe fear or depression, which in turn affects our minds to the point we can't think correctly. Sometimes I know I'll be so busy. I got to do this. I got to do that. Got to do this. I'll go to do something and say, why did I come down here? That means that I have to slow down. I have to give things over to God. Some things we do, we don't have to do right then. So we got to ask the Lord to help us to cast our cares upon him. Amen. And give us direction, lead us and guide us in what we need to be taking care of. Amen. And that's brain fog. That's headaches we get. We get sometimes they say cancer can kill. Cancer can give you cancer. I mean, they say worry can kill. Worrying can give you cancer. Amen. Because it messes with the genetics of our body. The way God made us is so miraculous that words can't even explain. But God has given us a remedy for preventing those things, prayer and supplication. Prayer is a request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God. And supplication is like earnestly with sincere and intense conviction, seriously and humbly asking the Lord to please, please help me, Lord. Please help me get out of this. Please help me get through that. Please, God, help him rescue me. God wants to help us with our troubles, but he is not going to force himself into our lives or our situations. We have to invite him. If he forced his way into our lives, he didn't need to give us free will, if that was the case. When you're trying to figure out how to fix a problem in your life, you need to give it to God, the creator of everything that is known and things that aren't known by the human race. He knows every single thing, down to the very atom, molecule, whatever it may be. Life throws a lot of trials and tribulations in our way, but the answer doesn't have to be hard to find, because if you have given your problems to God, if you have given your life to Jesus, and then pray to Jesus, pray to God through Jesus, you can be guaranteed that he is going to give you the answer one way or the other. It may not be the way you thought it should be, but God knows best for us. We don't need to know the how God is going to do it. We just need to know that if we walk upright before him, there is no good thing that he will withhold from us. No good thing he will withhold from us. For the Lord God is a shield. He's a buckler. The Lord will give us grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk upright before him. And that's Psalms 84:11. Paraphrase. Amen. He tells us to cast our cares upon him because he knows we cannot bear some things on our own. He is the engineer of our bodies, and he knows how worry will affect us. Stress is one of the main reasons for illnesses in our bodies. Once again, cancer, strokes, heart attacks, deterioration of our cellular makeup. So the next time you have a problem, take it to the Lord in prayer, and he will answer you one way or another. But the problem will be solved. Amen. But if you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, all you have to do is repent. Repent means to turn away. Be godly sorrow for the things you did and turn away from them. And ask the Lord to come into your life and lead you and guide you into truth, because the way we live here out in society, in the world, the way we live outside of God is not truth. That's not truth. We need people to say, my truth. There's no truth but God's truth, and that's through the word of God. God has laws and precepts that we must follow to see blessings, and if we don't follow those things, they're cursings, and cursing, if we're worrying and stuff, that's a curse that we bring on ourselves, the cancer and the headaches and all that. Those are curses that we should not be having, because we trust in the Lord with all our strength, and he will fight our battles for us. But we have to trust him. First thing you have to do is give your life over to him. Get tired of living the way you're living. Get tired of struggling. Get tired of being beat down every day. Get tired of trying to run this rat race and trying to get this money to keep up with that person and that money to buy this for our children, name brand, $300 shoes and clothes. That is not where it's going, because you can't take none of this stuff with you. You can't take none of it with you. Where are you going to leave, go when you leave here? Where will you spend eternity? There is a life after death. Amen. And it's a life that's just beginning. Wow. I just imagine the peace there can be in the presence of God, because I've been in the presence of God. But just to imagine your life, the rest of your eternal life in the presence of the Lord, in peace, not worrying about anything, enjoying paradise with the Lord. Amen. So we just thank God for the word of God. Give your life to God, and you'll see when you put your whole heart into serving him and trust him with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul, that when you go through your trials and your tribulations, you have peace that surpasses all understanding, because you know once you have given it over to the Lord, he's going to take care of it when you least expect it. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time, right on time. Amen. So we thank God for the word of God, and I hope that you've gotten something out of it. James chapter 1, verse 5, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. The word of God is truth, and you can bank on it. When the word of God says something, it's going to happen. Amen. We thank God for y'all tuning in. Amen. And once again, we want to invite you out to our services. We have today, we have Tuesday's Victory in Jesus prayer line at 7 p.m. Again, the number is 267-807-9611. The PIN number again is 264-674. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a foe, tell everybody, family, friend, and foe. Tell them all about the word of God, about the Victory in Jesus prayer line that we're going to have tonight, to call in and get your breakthrough, because guess what? We're all going through something and we need each other. That's why the Lord told us, forsake not to assemble yourselves amongst each other. We come to church to help each other through life situations, to remind each other of how to get through life situations according to the word of God. Amen. We thank God again for y'all tuning in. And as our apostle says when she gets off the line, I love you and I'll see you when I see you. Amen. God bless you all. Good night.